Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ben. Adam Hogue, CHGO.
Adam Hogue.
Who wants to step into Hub's big shoes?
Hey, George.
Hi, Adam.
Obviously can't step into Hub's shoes, but...
Covering the Bears for CHGO.
Hey, Ben. Adam Hogue again. It was a little surprising that you took this job so fast without coming here first.
Walking in this building yesterday gave me goosebumps.
What's up? Welcome in, Hogue and Johns.
Ryan Pulse, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Two questions about Ozzie Chipillo. Number one, does he look like me?
No.
See?
I'm not the one bringing this up. It's our listeners.
They bring it up all the time. That's good. Number two, what
your face or your the like face? The whole
oh,
thing?
Oh, no way.
They've been calling him Giant Johns.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Adam Hogue.
I'm Adam Hogue, or I'm not Adam Hogue. He's Adam Hogue.
We just need to kick Adam Hodge off the show and let him come back on Tuesday.
Adam Hoagie or Hogue? Excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
And there's so many others on here. Our own Adam Hogue says, just found out.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
Coach, other than the kick being short, were you pleased with the execution on that May Day situation right before halftime?
Yeah, I was, Coach. I really was.
On 670 The Score.
That's Rice Bees. We actually have our own special teams coach that we can run some of this stuff by because Adam Hogue is on the show. There's like five different things that we need to talk with Hoger about, and we're happy that he joins us on the Circa Las Vegas hotline. You should go and watch games at Stadium Swim, Circa Las Vegas. com. First things first, sir. Is your son, your beautiful son James, is he going to continue to be a kid captain for the Blackhawks? Because things seem to be working.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Thank you for having me on today. I don't know. Yeah, 1-0 is the captain, kid captain for the Hawks. They might have to have him back. No, that was an unbelievable experience. Thank you to everybody with the Blackhawks for letting 11-year-old James Hogue live out his dreams on the bench and getting to talk with a couple players and Connor Bedard on Saturday night. That was awesome. And it was a great win for the Blackhawks too.
Man, is that cool. So full uniform with helmet and the whole thing, like on the bench. Paint a picture. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah. No problem. Basically full uniform in that he did have his Bedard sweater on. They put a helmet on him because they, you know, liability reasons. You don't want to take a puck to the head, although James could probably take it. But basically just during warmups, you get to dap up all the players as they come out. Landon Slager, Connor Murphy, a couple of guys came over and actually talked to him. James plays hockey now, which is great. He's on the Ice Dogs in Vernon Hills. And I'll say this part and then we can talk football. When we walked away from that, being able to be on the other side of the glass and kind of just watching him do that, that was way cooler for me to experience as a dad watching my son experience it than if I had actually done that as a kid. Does that make sense? Like, yes. I feel like I was actually a bigger winner than James even was, even though, you know, he'll hopefully never, ever forget that for the rest of his life.
Oh, dude, that's the stuff. That's right. You see, you know, if I see my boy do something great, it's better than if I did something great. I feel you on that. Absolutely. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips. Hoger, they're 7-3. Are they good?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they're a good team. I think, you know, are they great? I think they still need to prove that. I think on both sides of the ball, they need to be more consistent, especially on offense. I think defensively, they just need to get a little healthier. There's a couple deficiencies I don't think they can completely fix this season, like, you know, their pass rush. I don't think they're ever going to be dominant, but I think as they get some guys back, they can simulate some things with a good defensive coordinator and Dennis Allen and come up with simulated pressures that'll help. And he's been doing as much as he can. So I think anytime you win 7 out of 8 games in the NFL, I don't really care who you're playing. You got to be at least a good team. They're the 3 seed in the NFC as it stands right now. Is that how it stays? I mean, look, they got to start with the division first. I'd keep their eyes, you know, in the division as long as they're in contention. And certainly if you come out of the North, which is considered one of the best divisions in the league, I mean, yeah, you're a good team.
How do you view the improvement of the quarterback throughout all of this? Because this is clearly something different than what he experienced last year. So what are the markers that you're looking at to say he's getting better or he's not?
Yeah, well, one is, you know, I can say even just somebody covering the team and watching the film every week, like this is probably the first head coach I've covered where I'm really trying to look at things completely through his lens as much as he's willing to share with us that he looks at it. I think we got a glimpse of that even in the press conference today, you know, him saying that, whether it's the sort of the quick outs to Cole Kmet, the check downs were all part of the game plan this week, right? Like that, like some easier completions. Or he gets asked about some of these 50-50 deep balls. Well, you know what? I'm not really a 50-50 guy. I love that today, him explaining Ben Johnson was saying, I don't know if you look at my track record, I don't really scheme up 50-50 throws. I'm trying to get guys open. And then so when they're open, they got to hit them. Right. So that was his way of saying when DJ Moore comes open on the, especially on that second, third down of the game, that's one you got to have. Now, the first one, he gave him a little bit more leeway, wasn't as inaccurate. And he said, hey, sometimes you're not in a rhythm on the first couple throws of the game. And I like that, too. Give him a little bit of leeway. But hey, the second time you got to have it. So I think, you know, whether we're looking at it big picture or small picture with Caleb Williams, I'm trying to look at it really week by week, what you're doing in that game to put yourself in position to win, which they continually do, right? They're 7-3, 7 out of the last 8. And then we can also zoom out big picture and be like, all right, how much better is he now compared to where he was in August? Pre-snap wise, insanely better. Like insanely better. This was a disaster coming out of training camp, and it looked like it was going to be really, really rough. And then it was week one with all the penalties, and it carried on for a while. But the last few weeks have been better. That's just one example. Now, yesterday, I don't think that game and that opponent called for you to go out and throw for 400 yards and you know, dominate. And even me looking at it from a game plan standpoint as we were getting up to the game, I'm saying run the ball, and it's okay some weeks to just be a game manager. Mm-hmm. Some people are scared of that word. I'm not. Manage the game. Don't turn the ball over. Hit your check down when you need to, and then you can come out and be like, you won. And, hey, we need to hit a couple of those deep balls early. That would have been great. That would have put us in a better position. Now, I do think as an offense as a whole, they can do a better job of putting some of these teams away in the third quarter, and Caleb can do a better job of that too. But I'm okay with where Caleb is right now through 10 games this season.
That's really good stuff from Adam Hoge of CHGO. I guess the question is when it's a week where they have to throw for 300 or 350 or a game situation where they got to do that, Is he ready to do that? And we'll figure it out. You know, and there's a lot more to get into during the course of the week about that. It's funny. I was talking to somebody close to Ben who said that his goal for year one, even more so than develop the quarterback, was to flip the culture. That was his goal, to flip the culture here in year one. And man, that culture has been flipped, hasn't it? From the bottom to the very top, like this whole organization, which we've watched be a disaster so often for 30 years, you know, that whole organization is running the way that he wants it to on some level. The culture has been flipped, hasn't it, Adam?
You know, that's another thing that he brought up today on his Zoom call with the reporters. Was he was asked about the catch Roma Dunes they had start of the second half, where, you know, he makes a tough catch and then he looks to get upfield and he's got a caravan of Bears guys just pushing him for an extra, like, what was that, 7-8 yards, whatever it was. You know, and he said, he's like, I don't see a whole lot around like that style around the league too much. Like, that could be an edge for us. Just having, you know, that type of physical mentality, the plays aren't over, play all the way through the whistle, get as many yards as you can. And whether it's that or Cole Kmet running through a number of players yesterday and Ben saying today, that got our sideline fired up. You know, this is still football. It's still a kid's game. And even though these are grown men, you can have sidelines go crazy, like even at the high school level when a big play is made. And those are important things throughout of a football game, is just the general confidence and attitude that you have on your sideline throughout a game. So I think those are small examples of the culture that Ben Johnson has flipped here pretty quickly. And, you know, I didn't think yesterday was necessarily his best game calling plays this season, but there's two major tests that needed to be passed here for him, right? One was Caleb and the offense, and we're seeing all those strides, especially just statistically as an offense. But the other one, and perhaps more important, depending on how you look at it, was just, you know, him as a head coach. That whole, when we were looking at all the candidates back in January, who they could hire, who they might hire, and we knew Mike Vrabel would be like the leader of men guy, like that whole conversation, that was the question with Ben Johnson, right? And man, he seemed to flip that immediately back in May during OTAs to me. I mean, just the way he was handling things and throwing guys out of drills and, no, we're going to get this right, we're going to focus on the details. He really grabbed this team and this locker room very, very quickly, and to me has passed that test even more so than the offensive test and the quarterback test. Like, there's still a lot to be determined there, but I feel very confident in Ben Johnson, the head coach, and how he's going to actually lead that building and lead that locker room going forward.
Adam Hogue of CHGO joining us here on The Score to talk about the first place Bears. I want to talk about your guy, Cole Kmet. I know statistically it might not look as good as maybe one hopes. I think he's having his best season as a Bear. And let me give you the reasons why. He is doing everything for them. Wherever they want him to line up, whether he's an inline blocker, he's an H-back, whether they have him out in routes, whether he's blocking downfield for other people. And I know that some of this is just football, ideally the way that football is supposed to go. He could have been a malcontent and a problem. He's a veteran player that's been here longer than anybody, and they drafted someone at his position. I feel like he has just had a really selfless season, and that selflessness is part of the reason that the Bears are in the position that they're in right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, getting to both the pleasure and sort of the anxiety of doing that show with him last year on a weekly basis during a 10-game losing streak, like, you really get to know a guy. You know, and I know you guys, and Lawrence, you especially, through the years have done, you know, these Bears shows with players, you know, throughout the course of a season, whether it's a good season or a bad season. And a lot of times in this town, they've been bad seasons. But, you know, especially as Cole was taking quite a bit of bullets last year from the fan base too. Like, you know, when you're losing and you're doing a weekly show and you're having some drops here and there too, like, I get it from the fans. Like, they just want to see you win games and put up numbers. But, you know, inside, he really does care about winning. And I thought that that was most clear after they drafted Colson Loveland. Like, I talked to him a few days after the draft. And, like, his first reaction was, dude, we needed another tight end. Like I'm all in on this. Like, and I don't think people realize Cole Kmet's ideally suited in the role he's in now. He's not supposed to be the tight end that's, you know, running all the way downfield and a speed burner and these crisp routes. Like, it's cool that he can do that when they need him to. And what people didn't realize is they were actually trying to get him out of that role the last few years. They signed Robert Tonyan, didn't go well. They signed Gerald Everett, didn't go well, right? Like, and so Cole ended up having to play both tight end positions when they were trying to sign other guys to put him in the role that he's best at, and that's okay. They signed him to be in that role. So now they finally have that with Colson Loveland, and I think it's bringing the best out of Cole Kmet. Also, so is the offense. So is Ben Johnson. This is a great offense to be running 12 personnel, sometimes 13 personnel, and have him dominate as a blocker. And when he gets the ball in his hands, be able to run over some guys without him having to run like these deep routes that require precision route running. Like, that doesn't need to be his game, and it shouldn't be. Now you see what Colson Loveland can do. And when Caleb hits Colson in those moments, you're like, oh, that's the speed. That's the difference. And so right now, it seems to really be clicking with the tight ends at that position.
Adam Hoge from CHGO with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. So they had the ball for 13 more minutes than the Vikings. They ran 20 more plays on offense. They were a plus two in turnovers. And yet this game was what it was. Listen to Kevin Byard after the game, knowing what kind of vet and respected dude this is. And Lawrence thinks he's going to be all pro. And he's probably right about that. But listen to Kevin Byard, and love to get your thoughts on his willingness to say this on a 7-3 team.
I don't think as a team we've developed that killer instinct just yet. You know what I mean? Like, too many opportunities in that second half where we could have either gone up by two touchdowns. And I think at that point the game probably would have been over. But you give a really talented team like that, you know, an opportunity to, you know, continue to just keep chopping wood. And they did it, you know what I mean? But obviously, as a team, and we talked about finishing for 60 minutes, and we was able to do that. So very happy that we got the win.
Your thoughts on Kevin's willingness to say it yesterday?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think he's just speaking the truth. I think that's the next step for this team, guys. You know, they've been able to get some leads, play with some leads, but I even look at that Saints game. They're up 20-0. They get outscored right in the middle of the game around halftime, and it's all of a sudden it's 20-14. They had a chance to bury the Bengals. They didn't do it. All of a sudden that comes down to a crazy ending. They have multiple opportunities to bury the Vikings, and they didn't do it. And so that's, I mean, I think that's the difference. And even really good teams are going to have these games in the NFL where it comes down to the end. Don't get me wrong. But when you have these opportunities, we're already up 10 points, somewhere around 10 points where it's technically two scores. Get that next score to make it a three-possession game. That's where you can really put some of these teams away, especially some of these teams that they played that they really can put away. So I think that's where Kevin Byard's coming from. You know, I looked this up and charted it throughout the whole season last week. The Bears have really not been a good team in what I call the middle eight, which is basically your last possession before halftime, first possession coming out of halftime for both teams. That's how I like to look at it. But that middle 8 minutes, right around that 4 minute mark, right of each half, they were in the last four games. I haven't done this quite for the Vikings game yesterday. I'll add it to the tally, but their last four games coming into this one, they were a minus 34 point differential. Just in the middle eight. Like, that's not good. And they were lucky to overcome it in the Giants, because that's another, they struggled against the Giants in that area, and they were able to come back and win anyway. So I just think that sort of middle part of the game, coming out of halftime, especially third quarter, when you can bury some of these teams, that's what good teams do, and I think that's what the Bears still need to figure out here.
The micro of this, Hoger, is that the Bears are 7-3. They're alone in first place in the NFC North, which is great. The macro, after I'm watching the Bears, I'm watching the rest of the league. This is a weird year, man. The league is so strange this season. There's a lot going on. So when you look at the North Division, What do you think is the most interesting about the three other teams and why we haven't seen them be the teams that step forward in the NFC?
Yeah, to your point, guys, it's November 17th and the Lions, Chiefs, and Ravens are all out of the playoffs right now. I mean, nobody would have called for that at the beginning of the season, and it might still change. All three of those teams might still make the playoffs. In fact, I'd probably say they will. But it is a weird year. I think this division's been weird. I don't know that's been as sharp as people thought it would be. On the other hand, they had a 15-win team and a 14-win team last year, the Lions and Vikings. There was no way that was going to be repeated. So at the start of the year, I had the Lions winning the division with 11 wins. I had the Bears at 10. I thought the Packers would take a step back and actually only go 8-9. Now, after I made that prediction, they went and signed for traded for Michael Parsons, and that changed things a little bit. But at the same time, you watch them, and I think there's a lot of questions there. I mean, Matt LaFleur just went through a week completely on the hot seat, and they beat the Giants in no more of a impressive fashion than the Bears did a week before. So the Packers don't impress me. I actually think the Vikings, outside of their quarterback, still have a pretty good roster, and on both sides of the ball, you can't go wrong with Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores. Like, if I'm a team right now that needs a head coach, I'm still looking at Brian Flores as a candidate, despite the Vikings' record right now. So I know this isn't really totally answering the question, but I think it does speak to how weird of a year it is, and that, like, I can be so complimentary about a Vikings team that right now is in dead last, might probably still finish dead last, but that's because they're really not getting the play that they need out of J.J. McCarthy right now. I think he's really holding them back. The Packers aren't doing it for me. They don't impress me. I saw them in person actually earlier this year when they played the Bengals. Similar type game. Like, I walked out of Lambeau just being like, okay, they won, but it was fine. So I think the question really comes down to the Lions. Like, are they going to figure this thing out without Ben Johnson? Because that's starting to look like a glaring piece that they lost. And if they leave that door open, can the Bears, similar to what we were just talking about with putting some of these teams away, can they barge through that door if the Lions keep it open? And I think there's a world in which they do keep it open. Maybe this all comes down to week 18 when they play each other.
Boy, that'd be fun. It's fun as it stands, and it's only going to stay relevant and hopefully stay fun for the next couple of months. All right, Hogue, you're the best. By the way, I want Aaron Rodgers to play this weekend, and I want the Bears to sign Corey Wooten to a one-day contract, activate him, and have him sack Aaron on Soldier Field and end his career the way that he ended Favre's career. Is that too much to ask? What do you think?
No, we'll hand him over on Sunday for sure. He would when we make those same jokes, he says, I can give you three snaps. He's, you know, hey,
that's all we need.
Wood looks great, by the way. I mean, he's dominating the golf courses. He's in shape. So I think he could get out there and accomplish that. You'd have to figure out that'd be the right pass rush reps, because he's probably only going to give you three snaps. But I think he can finish the job.
Good.
I like it. I feel like DA could draw something up that might allow for him to end up in a one-on-one that he might be able to win.
Yeah, he could have three Dominique Robinson snaps. We'll give him those.
Yeah, that would be fine. Hoger, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for jumping on.
Absolutely. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
That's Adam Hogue from CHGO. He's done a great job of building something really cool. Him and Adam Johns have built something really cool, and I love to see them continue to succeed in the way that they have, and now it be a part of the success that CHGO is having. It's pretty dope stuff that they've done, and some good info there for him on kind of where the quarterback is and where this team is. And I love what he said to your question, where he started talking about, like, what's the next thing for the Bears, and that level of honesty that has to be presented by players like Kevin Byard.
Well, I love what he said to your question about Cole Kmet and how the last couple of years they were looking for the pass-catching tight end like Gerald Everett or Robert Tonyan to let Cole be the inline tight end, and now he's got the right guy. So good stuff all around. Hey, by the way, we are going to give away two tickets later on this hour, in fact, to our live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. on December 4th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with our special guest, Matt Forte. Stick around, because Matt Forte is going to be hosting a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. When you hear Tanny play this.
Whenever I see an open field full of green grass, I just get excited.
And you hear that between now and the end of the show. Be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, and you could indeed win those tickets.
And that contest line is 312-540-0670.
It really is. Alex knows all kinds of things, including the number.
And we're really excited about this, to partner up with Matt with his book. And Spiegs and I were like, maybe we should do that. Because remember, he told us about doing the book signing at the airports.
Yep. It's like, man, if you can sign books at airports, you can sign books at our place.
So the idea that you could support Matt by picking up his book, you can come and watch the show. He'll be on the show. He's going to sign books. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win-win. So be listening for that. Hopefully you'll get your opportunity, because we would love to have you there. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, let's talk about the quarterback, and let's talk about how people talk about the quarterback. That's next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ron, he's in Indianapolis.
A nice win, but I'm going to tell you something what you guys don't want to hear. Stopping the Bears from making it to the next level is you got a glaring issue on the offense with this team. You got a quarterback, once he get inside the red zone, he falls completely apart. Unless he can scramble in there.
Johnny, he's in Homer Glen. Hey, Johnny.
What I noticed, it looked like Caleb Williams was the losing quarterback. It looked like he had just thrown an interception that lost the game for his team. He did not look happy. Why do you guys think this guy walked off the field so mad?
No matter how it plays out, Caleb Williams is much-watched TV. I mean, these are professional athletes that he's making look silly. I mean, here drops back. This is a Houdini move here. You'll see this seven times a game. He picks up 7 yards, gets out of bounds. Here he hits Luke DeBurden, their second-round pick. He's becoming a favorite target of his for 14. Nice throw, good spot. Here in a designed rollout, instead of being, you know, the Houdini move, he hits Loveland, who's become another favorite target of his. Young receivers, it's starting to come together.
There's a lot in there to unpack, and we will do our best to unpack it before we get out of here today. Caleb is a lightning rod, Spiegs. Like we've mentioned it multiple times that is the case, that he is a lightning rod. And it's interesting to see how people react to him and what they expect to him. To go back to the moment that one of the callers were talking about, and we had a discussion about it earlier in the show, I want him to mimic Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson is similar in the way that he doesn't celebrate stuff. Now, last week when the Bears won that game, you saw Caleb go crazy. He's there with the Soldier Field crowd. He is, you know, high-fiving people, all that stuff. I think that he looked at it, and I don't know this, and we'll hear from Caleb later on this week. I think that he looked at it as, man, I could have made this easier for my teammates, and I didn't make it easier. We won the game, and that's good. Let's celebrate. I'm going to clap this up, and we're going to move on to the next thing that we have to do.
Caleb's been a polarizing dude ever since he hit the national media, hit the scene in college, and there's a million things and a million reasons for it. I didn't see this piece on Fox in pregame. You were talking about it. Let's hear it, and then we can talk about it together. This was a big pregame piece on Fox's Sunday morning football pregame show. All right, here it is. It's Caleb in discussion with the Fox pregame show yesterday morning.
Yeah, everything hasn't been roses and rainbows and, you know, ice cream so far, but there isn't any other place that I'd rather be in.
How are you?
Good, you?
Wonderful.
And any other thing that I'd rather go through than what I've gone through so far in my career in the NFL. Yeah, I think the perception has been, you know, you can't get it done.
Bad coach.
We can't get it done.
Constant flux, power struggle.
What's been broken for so long?
You know, here we go again.
With 150 you can't get it done. Season, it's not perfect.
I think in those final moments, got a show. You know, when it's time to go win the game,
let's go make a play.
I think those moments, I think we've been good at.
Let's go.
Trying to get the lead here.
That's what the NFL is. You know, you got to find a way to win.
Yeah! Let's go!
Games are, you know, won and lost in those last 2 minutes. I get up every single day to come in here and work for my teammates, work for the Chicago Bears, to be able to come out in these games and come out victorious and have those moments with these guys.
Let's go!
But, you know, got to keep that going.
Turn us up!
The Superman version of Caleb Williams.
He's just pulled one up. You know what it is.
Iceman!
Iceman!
The name Iceman?
It's Mr. Iceman.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it. It's a cool name. It's interesting, to be honest. When you think of ice, ice is still. Ice looks calm.
Here's the snap and play fake. Williams rolling to his left, running down.
But underneath is pure energy. And that's the same mindset I have. You know, in those moments, I feel at my calmest on the outside. But there's a, you know, a lot going on inside.
Caleb Williams took care of business himself. He has had quite the day.
It's something that has been building up over my career. But definitely over this, you know, past year and a half with these guys, that's what it is. It's pure heart, pure soul of fire coming out. But I got enough fuel, enough energy, enough belief. Belief in the players, belief in the coaches. You know, last year wasn't what I wanted to be. Beat up, lost a lot of games. But when you have that belief, it goes a long way. I cherish those moments now. The 5-12 season that I had last year. All the naysayers.
He's got ice in his veins. If you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go.
I want to show Chicago that I'm, you know, the one to be here. You know, be a part of changing and be a part of history and have a legacy here that people talk about forever.
That's courtesy of Fox. The Iceman cometh.
Hey, man. Eugene O'Neill getting some love. Or is it Ibsen? I always get confused. I think
I also like that if you listen closely, you heard Olin in there.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear that.
Early on, you hear Olin in there talking about the things that have gone wrong for the Bears. I want him to be C-Murder instead of Iceman.
Caleb. I like you with C-Murder. Iceman. Iceman's been done.
Mob.
C-Mob.
Alex, is it Eugene O'Neill or is it Ibsen? Iceman cometh. What the hell, man? My God. This guy.
Someone's looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah, not yet. He's about to. He's on his way there.
Wait, is today the day that you saved up all of your Alex insults until the last hour of the show?
I'm going to use them all now. I've been very kind the first 3 hours of the show.
What'd you say your question was?
It doesn't matter and nobody cares. That's the truth. The truth is that it doesn't matter and nobody cares. I will say this. Caleb, when he said in there, and I thought that piece was really cool and good editing and like nice.
It is a slickly, beautifully produced piece by Fox.
Of course it is. That's the big money TV right there. You're doing that. When he said that Ice has a lot of energy underneath, I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, yeah, I guess if it's above a lake or something like that. But no, Ice, he's right, though. Ice has a lot of energy in the form of thermal energy. Even though it's cold, the water molecules in the ice are still vibrating, which means they have kinetic energy. I know. I needed to be reminded. So Caleb sent me back to school.
That's really interesting.
Shut up, Pat. Whatever, Pat.
Hey. Caleb's out here winning football games and teaching you about thermodynamics.
Yeah, he really is. So, I mean, good for him, you know?
So
Eugene O'Neill. Eugene O'Neill, by the way. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
And if you got that rep, no, I'm just kidding. obviously, like, people wonder about him, and there were questions in the draft of people like, well, who is this guy, and can he be a leader, and is he out for himself? I thought that there was a really cool moment, again, on Fox after the game where Tom Rinaldi wants to talk to Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams makes sure that he's not the only one that's talked to.
You could call them the cardiac comeback Chicago Bears right now. Third straight win in the last minute. What did this one take?
Yeah, it took everything. It took all 60 minutes, as you saw. And we have a hell of a team that fights. Even when adversity strikes, we always come through in the end, and that's what he showed today, and that's what we showed as a team.
I knew you wanted to do this with this man by your side. What goes through you? You had the miss prior to this one. You know it's all on your foot, Carl.
Yeah, I was frustrated to miss that kick. I was having a great game, but in the NFL, you got to have a short memory and bounce back, and I'm inspired by what this guy does every week, help us win games. Had no doubt he was going to be able to drive us to field goal range, and I had to make it right for the whole team, especially for this guy here.
Caleb, you told us this week it's about belief, the belief in coaches and players with each other. Where is that belief with this group right now?
Yeah, I think it's steady growing. But right now, with where we're at, we're happy with where we're at. We understand where we're at. We also understand we got a lot to grow. And so the belief is in that, the growth.
Appreciate it. Yep. Go celebrate this one. Great win.
The Bears. Cairo Santos!
That's adorable.
Look at Caleb sharing the spotlight.
That's adorable.
Like being like, yeah, I'll talk with you, Tom, but come on over here, Cairo. Like, let's make sure we get the guy who won the game for us in this, and giving his teammate and his fellow captain a little bit of shine.
Yeah, like, man.
That's the type of stuff where the pre-draft stuff, one of the things that I thought was really interesting about Caleb, and you know, you're hearing things from different people around football, college football folks, scouting people, pro people. And one of the things that I thought was interesting about USC's pro day is that Caleb didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do USC's pro day. He was going to be the number one pick no matter what. But he wanted to be out there with his guys to help them look as good as they could look, to allow them to bask in the sunshine that was surrounding him.
Hmm.
So I think there have now been multiple moments like this. And you know, no one's perfect, and I'm not saying that he's already painted this picture of just being a completely selfless dude. I'm just saying that there's a lot of that in him that he allows us to see. And I hope that people that maybe don't have a really strong, good opinion on Caleb Williams will take that into consideration when they're trying to figure out what type of guy, quarterback, and leader that he is.
Thought Cairo's dance post-game was pretty solid. He's doing the gritty with a little bit of the skull Vikings thing.
Yeah,
he's doing a little skull gritty combo there in Minnesota.
Mr. Santos.
Santos L. Halper. Yes. Good stuff right there.
All right, we need to take a break because when we come back, is there a feud brewing? Because I know who's going to win it. I got thoughts on that. It's next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
The running back's averaging 7 yards a carry. Dustin thinks the right guard's playing bad. Very interesting to me to hear that stuff when I'm before I come on the show. But look, they did a good job there at the end of the game.
Olin was on one this morning with Mully and Haw. And he was on one yesterday. Ellen's kind of always on one. He is a delight.
He's great.
And he's so happy because the running game is so good. Like, he loves that, as do I. But, Olin and Dustin have a thing. Tanny, is this from pregame yesterday?
No, this is from this morning. Olin's hit this morning.
This is the one I heard this morning. It's delightful.
Olin, we talked in the postgame about everything. Have you had a chance to watch much of the game? Our guy Dustin Rhodes texted me when we were doing the hot and cold, saying that Darnell Wright should have been cold because of allowing that sack. He kind of gave up on a block. I mean, it was right in the middle of the segment. I was going to mention it to you,
and we
have a laugh about Dustin. I appreciate his input, but
yeah, no, Dustin is good. It's always old linemen that no matter what happens, they should be absolutely embarrassed of themselves this morning, right?
That's
no matter what happens at any other position, it's just the offensive line. Dustin is that guy in the stands that doesn't know what the play is called at a high school game, but he yells no matter what. Come on, O-line, block somebody. Right, listen, to Dustin's point, Darnell Wright did get beat a few times in the fourth quarter for movement, head down, on the road, in noise, but he also did make a few big blocks. He is just like the Chicago Bears team in a way where there's mistakes, but he does come back. He does make blocks. I don't think Darnell Wright should be absolutely ashamed of himself, but obviously Dustin does.
Oh, God. He's the guy in the stands of the high school game who doesn't know what play is called, but still thinks, block somebody! Come on, line!
We're all to a degree that guy. Uh-huh. And that's what we do for a living. And I know that Olin really respects the way that Dustino goes about producing that show, the pre- and post-game show, and loves to give him the business. But yeah, they're... I do think that Dustin serves a real purpose at our radio station, because I do think that there is some...
I agree with that.
Some sandpaper, right?
Like, absolutely. A willingness. A willingness to be who he is, even if it is unpopular. I could not agree more.
Use special sauces on food items.
He has opinions about special sauces. He doesn't use
them. You can have a friend. Don't rub it in my face.
He doesn't like it when people rub friends in his face.
I love thinking of myself as the fourth brother on the pregame and postgame show.
Brody!
You can have a friend. Don't rub it in my face.
Oh, that's it. Well, no, Brody is... Grody's part of that with Dustin. There can be five of them.
Well, he didn't say five. He said four.
Yeah, he really did.
And I will say that as someone who was listening when that happened live, do yourself a favor. You should always listen to our pre- and post-game show, always, because it's Olin, it's Patrick, it's Mully. Like, Mully covered the Bears for forever. He knows stuff, and those two guys play for the Bears for forever. But I have enjoyed the buddy cop movie that is Olin and Grody. It's so fun, the way that they react to each other. I believe at one point, Grody said, because, you know, Olin was being nice and talking about Grody being great with the team. And he's like, man, we should go see a movie together. And Olin was like, no, thank you. No, I do not want to go see a movie with. And then at the end of the segment, he was like, you know what, Groats, we could go see a movie together.
See? It's like me and Alex. You know what I mean? Like, people know that me and Alex
have a
deep-seated bond that is very special. You know?
No. No, but
what movie are we seeing?
Yeah, it makes a big difference in a game, right? I think Kevin Warren designed it. Ask him. But the Vikings, now that's game, you've got to know.
That's a wrap. It's the truth.
Alex, the answer is let's go see Predator Badlands, okay?
I hate you. Yeah.
What about the other Predators? Should we watch them before?
Not interested. Not necessary. Let's cut right to Badlands. Then we can tell Lawrence what it's all about. All right?
Watch Prey, then the original Predator, and then that.
I'll consider it.
No, you won't. And that's the problem.
We got a lot to do tomorrow. Right, Kurt Warner's going to come on tomorrow. We'll do the Kurt Warner Show with Kurt Warner featuring Kurt Warner tomorrow.
Filled with pros on tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner's on the show. Matt Forte's on the show. Matt Bowen's on the show.
Big bang boom. Let's go.
That's how you get stuff done.
You got it. Great talking.
I got Caleb stuff that I want to talk about with you. Oh, and at some point this week, we got to go on the stump for Nico Horner. There's something that we need to talk about regarding Nico at some point.
At some point this week, we might want to talk about you and the Bulls. Speaking of which, the Bulls continue their road trip in Denver against the Nuggets. You know what's great for a team that played a double overtime game? Playing another one in another high-altitude city the next night. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:45, tip-off at 8 on the Score, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. What's going to build you a bridge between now and then? Big Ant Heron. You talk about a way to get your Monday going. Your Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. What a way to extend it with our guy, Big Ant Heron. So for Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock, right here on Spiegel and Holmes. Big Ant is next. Don't go anywhere.
You got it. Great talking.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.